We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, here's a voter in the Native American Lands community type.
My name is Vernon Miller, and I am 39 years old, and I serve as the tribal chairman for the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska and Iowa. In my capacity as tribal chairman, I've really seen a plethora of issues. I used to be a high school teacher. Our tribe is getting younger, so we really need to respond to that. So 50% of the Omaha tribe is 18 years of age or younger. You know, a lot of our elders, unfortunately, are passing on a lot sooner, and with our elders leaving, we're seeing a loss of the language a lot more rapidly than we expected. Each of the schools on the reservations, there's four schools in Nebraska specifically that are predominantly Native. Predominantly all the staff are non-Native. You know, I always promote the profession of education because I don't see any reason why our schools and the staff that are there aren't truly reflective of the entire student body. So you see some funding disparities there too, because in education in schools, they're based off property taxes. And in reservations, since you can't assess a property tax, that really is a disparity in how their schools are funded. So when I first became a teacher in 2005, I chose to student teach at Omaha Nation. So when I came here as a business teacher, one of the courses that you teach is obviously teaching our students computer applications or, you know, information technology classes. But unfortunately, we didn't have any computers when I became a teacher here, you know, a student teacher here. So that's just an example of how there's a huge disparity in funding. It was very commonplace to have textbooks that were 20, you know, years old, 10 years old, 15 years old. And it wasn't uncommon to only have a couple in the classroom. So you had to really be flexible and creative with how you were able to do any type of instruction with the limited resources. I really want to, you know, start a mentoring program, start a youth council that can start addressing some of these youth issues from their perspective and only the lens that they could bring to that discussion. You know, we deal with issues here from truancy to issues of, you know, juvenile crime, you know, even with suicide, you know, how can our youth, how do they want to deal with it? You know, it's one thing for adults to really, you know, mandate something, but I really want to hear from the youth, and giving those issues to our youth and letting them discuss it and them come up with solutions. And then we, as the tribal council, take their, you know, recommendations and act on it from that standpoint.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.